Fellow Wanderer, I want to hear your thoughts on Rings of Power Season 2. I've watched the episodes, dug into Tolkien's writing, and shared my reactions, but now I want to hear from you. And yes, there is a chance you could win an Amazon gift card. Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey and answer a few questions I've put together about Season 2. At the end, just enter your email for a chance to win a $15 Amazon gift card. But here's the deal. The survey closes at 10 p.m. Eastern on October 10th. That's next Thursday. So if you want your thoughts included, don't wait. Go to ringspodcast.com/survey today and share your impressions of Rings of Power Season 2. That's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thanks, and I can't wait to hear from you. Welcome, Middle-earth Wanderer. It's Aaron, your guide from Lore of the Rings. You are about to hear a conversation I had with Dave from the Lorehounds podcast. Dave is a fellow podcast host who will be joining me for the upcoming live event, The Ultimate Review of Rings of Power Season 2. We'll dive into what the event is all about, when it's happening, and why I'm so excited to bring together multiple voices. I'll even touch on how J.R.R. Tolkien and his group of literary genius friends, the Inklings, inspired this live event. I hope you enjoyed this sneak peek, and if you haven't yet, head to ringspodcast.com/live to register. See you there. Now, let's wander.
Welcome to the Lore Hounds. We're your guides to Tolkien's world of Middle-earth. I'm David, and today with me, I have Aaron from Lore of the Rings podcast. Aaron is a good friend of ours. We've collaborated with him. He's collaborated with us, and I'm really excited to have him on because he's going to be talking about this cool event that he's got planned. Aaron, how are you doing? How are you enjoying Rings of Power Season 2?
Hello, David. It's so good to be back with you and the Lorehounds community. I really love this audience. You've got some really, really good fans here. Love joining in the Discord, the conversations, and always just enjoy being here with you and everything that you have going on here with Lorehounds.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's really fun to have collaborative partners in doing stuff. So what do you think of Season 2 so far?
Season 2, Rings of Power Season 2. So I've watched all 8 episodes. As of this recording, all 8 episodes are out. And I'm going to say that I am mixed. I am mixed emotions. And okay. I'm talking this out with my wife and a few friends of mine. And I can't not yet decide if I like it because I actually do like it or because I feel like I should like it.
Uh-huh.
And I can't decide if I don't like it because I actually don't like it or I feel like I should not like it. So,
only there were a few other podcasters you could maybe get together with on a live stream and talk it out.
Yeah, exactly. If only there were other people out there who had some thoughts and some opinions about Rings of Power that I could talk with. Yeah. So I had this idea, and I think this idea actually was born when I started listening to Marilyn and Rings of Rituals a little bit.
Because I was, I
was pretty fuming after season one of Rings of Power. Okay. I was pretty angry about a lot of things. And, and you know, there were some good things that, you know, that I enjoyed, but I was on the whole pretty upset. Mm-hmm. And then I started listening to Marilyn and I forget her co-host name.
Dr. Sarah Brown.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Sarah Brown and Rings of Ritual. And they kind of were explaining things in a different way, pointing out things that I had missed or interpreted differently. And I thought, okay, maybe there's more good here than my initial knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that kind of thought rolling in my brain. And then at the same time, I'm reading the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien for the first time right now. Mm-hmm. And there's so many letters where Tolkien writes to his son, Christopher, and he says, hey, I went out drinking with C.S. Lewis and the Inklings, and they read this thing, and I hated it. But then I read my thing, and they all loved it. And he just would go on and on about these conversations he would have with his friends, who were all these literary geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to call each other out for the garbage in their stories, but they were also willing to give like constructive feedback and mm-hmm. praise and all that stuff.
Right.
And I got to thinking like, hey, I'm a podcaster for Lord of the Rings. It brings up complicated reactions and emotions for me. Like maybe I could bottle a little bit of the magic that Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and the other Inklings had.
I like this. Okay.
And come together and get a few people who are passionate about Lord of the Rings, who are passionate about storytelling, and passionate about just the culture that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could get together and have a conversation about Rings of Power, its themes, its characters, its story, and capture a little bit of that magic and that essence and that spirit of what the Inklings had.
I like it.
And then that's when I started to turn to you and John and the Lorehounds and Marilyn and a couple other podcasts. And I said, hey, guys, I've got this crazy idea. How about we all get together one night, totally unscripted, 2 hours, unfiltered, live event. Let's just get together and talk Rings of Power in the same way that Tolkien and Lewis and the Inklings would do around a couple of pints
down at the pub.
Down at the pub, right?
Yeah.
The Eagle and Child. That's the Eagle and Child.
Well, the Barrows and, oh, I can't remember it now. That was a tea house. That was pre-Inklings.
That the Barovian was Tea Club Society. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a common theme with Tolkien, whether he's like a college or, you know, a student or a professor, he's always kind of creating these little circles of storytelling geniuses, right? That he encircles himself around. He surrounds himself with these folks. And so I was thinking maybe I could do the same, take a little leaf out of Tolkien's book and say, hey, fellow podcasters, fellow Tolkienites, let's get together. Let's talk Rings of Power. Because I get stuck. I see things and I get really angry or really excited about certain things. And then I hear other podcasters and they either like confirm my knee-jerk reactions or they have something totally different to offer. And I just thought, where can I find some folks who have completely different opinions or interpretations to offer that we could come together and just geek out about Tolkien and Rings of Power?
Right. And go deep on the lore maybe a little bit and look at the comparisons, look at the films, look at the words.
Yeah. So we've got you and John, we've got Marilyn from Rings and Rituals, and we have Danae from a podcast called Captain's Pod.
Right.
I met Danae and her co-host Ian in, we collaborated. They are a Star Trek podcast, as you might imagine.
Oh, excellent. Captain's Pod. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I collaborated with them just to say, hey, how might we like compare Star Trek and Lord of the Rings, you know, Gene Roddenberry and J.R.R. Tolkien. What are like, let's compare and contrast. Where are these Venn diagrams? Where do they overlap? Where do they not? And it worked out really well because Danae, she is like interested in Star Trek, but she's the novice of Star Trek. And Ian is like the real big Trekkie lore hound, if you will.
Yep,
and so they play really well together. And then I was like super deep in Lord of the Rings. And so Danae was, and she is also really deep into Lord of the Rings. And so she was able to really kind of be this in-between person between Star Trek and Lord of the Rings. So I thought, hey, let's get her perspective as the outsider. We've got you and John as the Lorehounds. We've got Marilyn, the librarian. And I guess I'm just the wanderer and I just get to sit at the feet of all of your brilliant minds and ask questions and guide the conversation.
So this podcast, this with Captain's Pod, you recorded a podcast?
Yeah, we did. We did one episode together and I think it's actually the longest episode of my feed. I think it came out to be about an hour and a half or so.
Okay. That's short for Lore's.
Yeah, that's I know that's short for Lorehounds. For my audience on Lord of the Rings, I try to give kind of bite-sized pieces, like 15, 20 minutes. If I go 30 minutes, I know I'm going way too long-winded on my feed. So an hour and a half of exploring Tolkien and Roddenberry, Lord of the Rings and Star Trek. It was really beautiful. It was so fun to see how did each of them approach religion? How do each of them approach differences of cultures? What are their views on death? What are some common themes there? So it was a really fun conversation we had.
So those are available in their feed, in your feed now. So if folks are interested in that, okay. So go find the Captain's Pod or Lore of the Rings. We'll put some maybe links in the show notes for folks to jump, or they can jump on the Discord. Cool. So when is this coming together of these podcasts?
Yeah, absolutely. We are scheduled right now for Friday, October 11th.
Okay.
That's this upcoming Friday.
Okay.
Scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Great.
We're going to run for 2 hours and we'll see how far we can get in 2 hours. We're going to go over character plots. We're going to discuss the moments we loved the most, the moments we hated the most.
You've got an outline for us that we're going to work from, sort of?
I do. I do. Okay, cool. I have a few. If you have a few bullet points, but the other thing too is this will be a live event with audience. This isn't going to be just like a couple of podcasters geeking out together. I do have a lot of things planned to keep the audience engaged a lot. So we're going to do some live Q&As, some live polls. We're going to take questions from the audience. I'll probably throw a question out and let all of the podcasters kind of have their moment to say their thing, but then we'll turn it back to the audience and have them put in some comments. So my hope is that this can be a really collaborative conversation where the podcast host might be on the stage, But this isn't just a conversation between the four or five of us. This is going to involve all of the audience there and using all of those live tools that you can do in a live collaboration conversation setting.
Okay. This sounds like it could be a lot of fun. I like this. So that's going to be October 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Where, how, what do people do if they want to participate or join?
Yeah, to register today, you can go to ringspodcast.com/live. That's LIVE.
We'll definitely put a link in our show notes for that. And I think was going to maybe put something up on our Discord as well, like in our community announcements channel.
Yeah, that'll be wonderful. That link will take you to a site called Crowdcast, which is the host of our particular event. You can register for the event there. We are asking for $3 as a registration fee. Mm-hmm. But just so that everybody knows, the plan is to take a portion of proceeds and to donate those to a nonprofit or a charity of choice. Right now, I'm thinking there's just a lot of refugees out there in the world, ravaged from all sorts of different conflicts all out there. So I'm looking at a few refugee type organizations that we could donate a portion of the proceeds to. And yeah, so ringspodcast.com/live, they can register right now today. And then they'll be in. They'll get notifications and they can join us and review.
Do they
and
need
explore.
Anything special to view or just a web browser?
Nope,
click on the link when it gets sent to you and you can watch. Okay.
Just a web browser. I do think when they go to register at Crowdcast on the hosting site, they might need to create an account.
Okay.
But that's pretty simple, just kind of, you know, email, username, password sort of a thing.
Okay.
But yeah, after that you get notified in emails and the whole nine yards.
And then what's the plan to do anything with this after? Is this ephemeral and this is just going to be it, or is some of this going to be available in the future in different mediums and formats?
Yeah, great question. That's still a little bit to be decided. I think there's a couple different ideas amongst the show hosts of what we want to do after this.
Okay.
There is some thought of maybe we release it on our separate feeds as sort of a podcast episode, or maybe this is something that we keep kind of behind a paywall perhaps for the future for like evergreen download. So we're a little bit undecided on that still. So,
or it's like a concert. You got to be there, man. You know, if you didn't see the Grateful Dead at this place, at this time, on this date, this year, like that was it, right?
You know, if you're not there, you missed it. You missed it. And that's really the beauty of being there live
is
you do get to engage with all of us as podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm.
You do get to ask your questions and participate in the polls and really have just a collaboration together with your favorite podcast host, Lord of the Rings.
This is going to be pretty fun. I was like, okay, we're going to do a thing together and da-da-da. But like, you've got like, you know, games and prizes and bells and whistles and it sounds like a good time.
It will be a lot of fun. And I will just say one last thing. If you scroll on social media, you look at any post about Rings of Power and you get total reactions from opposite ends of the spectrum. People love it. People hate it.
Right.
And the thing that really discourages me the most is you have Lord of the Rings fans who are like pointing fingers at each other, calling each other names.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the conceited people who are like, just go read the books. You know, if you read the books like I did, then you would know how stupid this is.
Mm.
And you get all sorts of attitudes and things. And I look at that and I'm like, guys, we have to be better than the Star Wars community.
Right.
Like the Star Wars community fan base, they're tearing themselves to pieces. Like,
right.
We on Lord of the Rings, we have to be better. We can be better. Like, let's not be orcs to each other.
We
don't have to do that. And so that's really one of my hopes here is that we can come together as podcast hosts, as fans. We can give a fair critique of the things that we feel are worthy of critique. We can praise the things that we feel are worthy of praise, but we don't have to be mean-spirited or orcish about it. Right. Yeah. And we can come together and have some good dialogue, some faithful conversation, just like Tolkien and his friends would do around a pint at the pub.
That's one of the things that we've grappled with over our time as podcasters is how to be critical without being negative, how to critique without it can be a nuanced thing. And in the day of social media where you can just react so quickly and there's not oftentimes a lot of nuance in some of these written short form communications. I really applaud you trying to reach out and seek for that more supportive conversation and dialogue. Like, okay, why didn't you like this? Or what was it that was upsetting about it? Let's get to the reasons. Let's illuminate it. And I think that's it's really healthy because it's very easy to lose track of that in our modern, fast-paced day and age. I really appreciate you taking this on. It's probably a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I am looking forward to it. And like I said before, I'm so grateful that there are other podcast hosts and other fans out there who are willing to participate in the conversation. And I just get to, again, sit at the feet of these lower masters. I feel like Bilbo at the feet of Elrond. And we're going to sit in the hall of fire, the hall of tales. I can't even remember what they call it in the Fellowship of the Ring. But that's what we're going to do. And I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so what was the URL one more time?
Yeah, one more time. It's ringspodcast.com/live, LIVE.
And then if people go to Lore of the Rings, your website, you'll have some information there. We'll put a link in the show notes. We'll definitely have something on our Discord for it. And it's October 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And tickets are $3 with a big portion of those going to charitable causes.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. Okay. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for taking time to stop by. I think we're all pretty excited and looking forward to this. And thank you for taking it on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being willing to participate. And as I like to say to my audience, thank you for wandering Middle Earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost. Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read the Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.
Hey, Mark, I was listening to Paramore the other day, and it really made me think about the amygdala and the limbic system.
You just made those words up, didn't you?
What, Paramore?
We're the Nevermind the Music podcast, where one musician
and one psychologist
talk songwriting and the mind, one song at a time.
We'll hear everything from Green Day and Outkast
to Stevie Wonder and Dua Lipa.
And we mostly try to stay on topic.
Except for when we don't want to.
Nevermind the Music, wherever you get your podcasts.